Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. I am your host, Patrick Cloud, and today Tahir's gone. He's tired. That man be working.
He do.
That man be working his ass off. The nigga was tired. All right. Burnout is real.
Yes.
Burnout is a real thing, and I'm glad he sat his ass down. So you know what that means. We got an off the rails episode. The parents are gone. All right. This is a Rugrats episode, and I brought my buddies with me. They need no introduction, but I'm gonna do it anyway. To my left, we got Jamie Riley, the homie.
What's up?
Should be her lower third. The homie.
The homie.
And to my right, we got Vanessa Grady. The other homie.
Gang, gang.
Thank you guys for pulling up.
Always.
I would have been talking to myself for an hour and a half if y'all didn't pull up.
I feel like you could do it. If anyone can do it,
I do that a lot. I talk to myself a lot. I grew up an only child. I have full out conversations with myself.
You know, that's what Twitch is.
That is what
Twitch, Instagram Live is talking to yourself. Only child. Only children must. Is it only children?
Yes. Only child.
The only child should thrive on Twitch.
And I've never done Twitch. I do IG Live all the time. Mm-hmm. But then, like, now you can bring people in so I don't have to sit there by myself.
That's way easier.
Yeah.
Because IG Live is really you talking to yourself and then staring at the screen.
Yes.
Reading. And everybody has the same reading comments face. It's so interesting. Like, nobody switches it up. Everybody does the...
Okay.
And it's very awkward.
Yes. Especially when they can't read it.
That's the worst, when you can't see it, and then all they see is your eye. Like, hold on, wait a minute.
It's a skill. Some people are really good at being live, and some people are not. And that's why some people be in and out in like half a minute. They would just be like,
just post a new video. Check it later.
That's it.
Like, that's it.
My eyes aren't good, so I'd rather do it on the iPad so I can see.
Oh, so you can get the extra jumbo letters.
Because on my phone, I'm like, I'm not saying hi to none of y'all.
Why Twitch, I think, is so much easier, because it gives you something to do. You're playing video games, so it's like you're half talking to yourself and half playing the video game.
I need to get some
video
games.
And then we get to talk about the video game. So it's not like I have to come up with conversation.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't have to just come up with shit off the top of your head. You're just like, oh, I'm playing God of War. Just watch this. Just watch me do this. Some people don't talk at all. Isn't that interesting?
One thing about your Twitch that I love is, like, your commentary on playing the game is...
Thank you.
It's more funny than just the game. You know, even if the game isn't supposed to be funny, like, you commentating the game is hilarious. Mm.
That is all I want my Twitch to be. That means a lot. What is the last video game you got to play?
The last video game I played... Shit, I don't know. Tekken?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like... Years and years
the first
and
years one?
Ago.
Yeah,
probably.
Ooh, them graphics. Man, if you I want everybody to go and look up Tekken 1. It looked like squares punching each other.
That was what? 90 something? 91 maybe?
Ooh. Dang.
90.
I was but a wee lad.
Me too. I was young and spry.
Playing Tekken 1. All right, well, we have some pretty disgusting stories today. Not, well, you know what? Actually, there's not a lot of disgusting ones. You know what? Okay. It's going to be like Goosebumps, Choose Your Own Destiny.
Okay.
I'm going to give some three wild viral sensations right now, and you guys pick which direction we go.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Coming up at number one, we have the BBL suit. Okay. Mm-hmm. You've heard of the fat suit.
Mm-hmm.
This is the BBL suit. All right. We got a girl who's going viral on TikTok right now because she went on 2 dates in 24 hours. So there's a bit of a discussion. Mm. Right.
Okay.
Then the third one is mole people.
Who people?
Mole people.
The mole people?
Mole people.
Like the animal?
Nope.
Like Kimmy Schmidt?
I love that show. I love that show. No, way creepier. Underground society underneath Las Vegas.
Oh, the mole people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So we could maybe drum roll up to that, but which one of those tickles your fancy?
I want to hear the discussion about the girl with the 2 dates.
Me too.
Okay.
Absolutely, because I didn't even hear about that.
Oh, good. Or even better.
Why it's something that would go viral.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. So it's like basically social media is reacting to a video of a woman going on 2 dates in 24 hours. So she's basically going to one date with one dude.
Uh-huh.
And she details it, and it's more on the like sporty side. And they're like playing games, and she kind of like details
favorite date
it.
Ever.
Then the next one is kind of like more on the bougie side, sort of like an upscale restaurant.
Okay.
And she basically details, you know, each one 10 out of 10, and then the other one. And for whatever reason, the internet is kind of, you know, I guess not whatever reason, it's the internet. They're getting a little judgy.
So is it 2 dates? Like, is the one at 2 p.m. and then at 8:00 p.m. or is it 8 p.m. and then 4:00 the next day?
I believe they were one night the next night.
Okay. All right. She's single. What's the problem?
I don't see any problem with that.
Exactly. That's okay.
Right.
So
the internet is stupid.
So, okay. So here's some of the takes. It says, somebody said, dates these days aren't indication of romantic interest. Just personal selfish gains. If you're not using your head, these women will use you for their entertainment.
That is an incel.
Wow.
Whoever did that hates themselves and hasn't had any pussy in a long time.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Because dates are supposed to be entertaining.
Dates are supposed to be. They're supposed to be entertaining. One, two, if you're single, then you're supposed to date. Like, dating is a buffet, mm-hmm. right? And you're supposed to take a little bit from everything on the buffet. Then you start getting serious and you're like, oh, I want some more shrimp and spinach dip. And then finally you decide on your shrimp and then you get married. But until then, you're eating it all.
That's cool. That was a cool ass analogy. I like it. I
She's hungry,
that.
By the way.
Always. Starving.
I like how the settling was shrimp.
Shrimp. Mm-hmm.
Right.
The shrimp is.
You marry the shrimp.
You marry the shrimp.
Exactly. I'm allergic to shrimp, whatever.
Oh, well. The tri-tip, perhaps.
Marry the shrimp.
There it is.
Well, okay, so I'll give a couple more tasteful takes.
Okay.
If you could say. This is what dating is. I need people to know and learn this. Also, don't get mad when you find out that person is dating other people. Yo ass ain't special. That's words to live by. Yo ass ain't special. Everybody's like, yes. Oh, you met me? You supposed to delete everybody else out your phone right now. It's just like,
yeah, that's
your ass ain't special.
I hate that one where people are like, so, I mean, now are you going to only talk to me? No. No, I'm not going to only talk to you unless there's a nice little ring. I'm going to keep these little options open.
I'm going to be honest. I've been on a first date before, and I was, like, ready to let everything go. I was like, he was like, I don't want you to share your energy with anyone else. I was like, bad. Bad. But at the same time,
I don't want you to share your energy with anybody else.
I know.
That's intense.
How long did that last, though?
It didn't.
See, and that's. Go ahead.
That seemed really pushy.
That's a red flag.
It is a red flag.
But goddamn.
Right. Your energy, like your whole aura?
Yeah, they were like, you're special. I was like, I am special.
Dating Shang Tsung.
Right.
Taking your soul.
But the thing is, right? So if she did that, if she did the fun date one night and then the formal date the night after, it's like, well, it kind of is like, well, the fun date could have just been casual. Because that's a casual date as well.
What do you mean?
Like, could have just been like, oh, let's just like try and get to know each other kind of thing. Have mm-hmm. fun. It's entertainment. You guys are talking about other things. Because mm-hmm. I've been on both types of dates. And the formal date, can be very dry. It can just mm-hmm. be like you're putting on a front. You look nice. He looks nice. You're on a formal date. It's not really y'all. So like it's more, it's like the fun date could have been more of like, that's not necessarily a first date either.
That's my favorite first date.
Fun date?
A fun date
Dave
is great.
And Buster's, mm-hmm. because you get to see if they're competitive. Mm-hmm. If they're boring, you have other shit to do. There's TVs all in the background.
If they're boring, you got arcades.
Yes, there's arcade games. The food is good. You go to Dave and Buster's, they had this steak and chicken pasta that you can get on Zoodles. It's delicious.
What's Zoodles?
Zucchini noodles.
Huh?
What? Zucchini noodles. When you're trying to watch a little
figure. Didn't
know that. You've never seen a zoodler?
She's so hungry. She's all, how happy. Zoodles!
Nobody knows what Zoodles
are. Put that shit on Zoodles. That shit sound like a t-shirt.
Zoodles!
Man, put that shit on Zoodles.
So you don't have all the extra carbs.
Zoodles, I was thinking doodles. And I was like, what are Zoodles?
I love that little word. Put that shit on. So steak and shrimp. Steak and chicken
and
pasta.
Chicken on
put it
Zoodles.
On Zoodles. This is the, okay.
Then you
is
go
the
play
game.
Papa Shot. If I like them, I let them win a little bit. But if not, it's like fuck out of here, bro.
Man,
have you done a Dave and Buster's date?
Oh, of course.
And you had a good time?
Yeah. I love fun dates. I like. Yeah. I'll do the formal date, but you're right. It is like way. It's riskier. Mm-hmm. You know. It's almost like when you find out, you know, growing up, you think the movies is the date, you know, because it's dark and blah, 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 blah. But as you get older, you're like, movies is kind of weird because you go somewhere and you're just sitting next to each other for a minute or, you know, a long ass time. And then afterwards, you're just like, so.
Bye, guys.
Right. It's like, then you're just like, oh, that's the dumbest day ever.
I think the worst first date is a comedy show. For
you said the worst?
The worst for
I believe,
women.
I agree.
Because you I've go and you sit there and you laugh and you have a good time because the show is funny. Mm-hmm. Then you go home thinking this dude is a good time and he's not. So you talk to him later and you're
he
like, you're
he like robbed the comedian's like,
yeah, like
entertainment
just,
value.
You go home and you're like, oh my God, I laughed the whole time. Bitch, you was supposed to. It was a comedy show.
But you know, my experience.
I didn't know that could happen.
My experience was I went on a first date with this guy at a comedy show. And it's like, yeah, that can happen. But then it's also like that awkwardness because you guys are like right here next to each other of like, are you laughing at this? You think this shit is funny? Mm-hmm. You know, like it's almost kind of like.
it's like auditioning their humor.
Auditioning their humor. But then it's also like, you agree with this? You know, because some niggas go crazy on stage. And
right.
Some women also go crazy. So it's like, oh, can I laugh at this? Can he laugh at this? Mm. You know, so it's really kind of like, I think it's a terrible first date. I do. Yeah.
Damn.
I really do.
I had a dude take me to an open mic, and I wanted to strangle the shit out of him.
You should have.
I was.
That
like,
is hilarious. Did he go up?
No. Oh. He was like, this cool spot. It's over in Silver Lake, and I go.
I got to work some jokes out.
It was a basement where they had, like, Lay's potato chips, a little variety box for $3, bottles of water and pop. And I was like, the fuck is this?
Oh, was the menu handwritten?
Yes. Yes. And he was like, it's open mic. I said, do you know what I do for a living?
Did he?
I don't fucking know. I think he thought I was just into comedy. It was like, I'm a comedian, and I do not want to sit here and watch an hour and a half of shitty-ass comedy.
You should have let him know, you're a professional.
I was like. Like
that's intense.
It was horrible.
That
open mics
so
are horrible.
Funny. Oh, my
I
God.
I was so mad.
That's not a good idea, even if you're not dating a stand-up comedian.
No, it's not.
And at least if it's going to be an open mic, have it at a legitimate club. Like, take me to an actual comedy club where I can be distracted by the Alfredo or something. Yes, I'm hungry.
A lot of pasta drops.
A lot of pasta drops.
Oh, I can bring everything back to food.
That's hilarious. Okay, so he said... This is a great one. Fellas, this is why you don't apply pressure. You wasting all your good dates on chicks who go out with four dudes a week. Find a female who actually likes you.
How do they know if they like you if they don't go on dates with you? You have to find out somehow.
Right. God's going to give you one date and want you to come over after.
Well, I mean, like, if that's what you want to do. I'm not opposed to that either.
She said, I'm a grown woman, okay?
She said, I'm not against it.
I'm my best a grown relationship woman. Started with me fucking him the first night.
That happens a lot.
Yep.
That happens a lot. Instant compatibility sometimes.
The one I'm in right now. Hey. Okay, cool.
Sometimes you got to fuck the first night.
You have to.
How do you... Sometimes if you waited...
I don't
you
agree.
You could have fucked everything up, you know?
Listen, and that little 90-day rule. Mm-hmm. Then how? So you wait 90 days. Now you like them. And then the dick is trash.
I've been
just
there.
Wasted your time.
It's a waste. And now you got to fake like you want to still be in the relationship.
You ain't going to fake it.
What if he has a micro penis? What are you going to do with that?
You be a hoe. Save time. Be a hoe. That's the...
We're making t-shirts.
Ladies.
Zoodles and save time.
Put
be
it
a
on
hoe.
Zoodles.
That's save on time.
Save time. Be a hoe.
Yes.
It's a time saver.
Everybody should.
Hope. Ladies, this is the unhinged episode, but it doesn't mean do what they say, okay?
I'm just saying, there's a lot of gems being dropped.
Yes.
They're just not as shiny as the gems that you expect. But they're fucking gems.
If you want to be a hoe, be a hoe.
If you want to be a hoe, be a hoe.
If you don't want to be a hoe, then don't be a hoe.
For sure.
But just know.
But just know.
If you ain't a hoe, just know.
That you won't know.
The dick might not go.
So I have a question, right? Since we're going to talk about this. I feel like you can't have sex on the first night if you want to.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You're a grown woman. You can do what you want, right? Mm-hmm. But I also kind of feel as though that I've had experiences like that where they think I'm that easy moving forward. And it's almost kind of like, oh, if I'm with anyone else, they think I'm fucking them automatically when that's not usually the case.
They're not grown-ups.
Oh, because they're just like, oh, well, I fucked. The first night.
Yeah.
So she probably, okay.
And she's around all these guys, you know, or whatever the case may be.
That's fair.
I feel like that's why I can't. Well, you said what?
I mean, that's like double standards. You know how double standards go.
But I think you also have to know who you're fucking
with. You
felt
so terrible for saying that.
No, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't be ashamed for that. But that, you know.
But at the same time, you have to know who you're fucking. Like, if you're...
You don't have to wait 3 months. But, yeah, I feel like the first night is dangerous territory. Sometimes I've felt like
I've been doing just fine.
What if there was, like a trial? Trial pussy. How about that? Trial pussy, trial penis, whatever.
You What's fuck, the trial period?
You fuck on the first night.
Uh-huh.
Then you go into the, you know, hey, no, I'm not a hoe. No, I'm not about to fuck you
once
again.
Once we fucking.
You know what I'm saying? So you just gave a sample of the pussy, a Costco sample of the pussy. And then you do the 30-day thing, blah, 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 blah. So that, moving forward, then they'd be like, okay, yeah, he might have hit once, but she's not a hoe or nothing. So I know he's not hitting multiple times.
But how many trials are you? How many Costco trials are you giving out? Like, I think just, that's worse.
How many do they put on the platter?
Too
seven.
Many. I think that's worse. I think that's worse.
Let's go with seven.
I love how we keep talking about buffets.
Everything's coming back to food.
Yeah. Put it on zoodles.
Put it on zoodles. Put the pussy on the zoodles.
Put the pussy on the zoodles. All right, now we combining shit.
But I think it just depends on the guy. If you're talking to an insecure guy, then they're going to say, oh, she's fucking everybody. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking to, and I hate this term, but for lack of a better word, an alpha male, they'll know once you fucking with them, you're not fucking with nobody else. You know what I mean? So it really depends on the person.
It depends on how attractive you are too, though.
I think it depends on how much effort you put in that first date too, because some dudes are just like, they have a formula of what a date is, and that's why the date would be boring. It'd be like,
mm-hmm.
like dinner, this, you know, and then they kind of just go through the motions, and then at the end they're just like, what? I don't get put, you know? I mean, like, I'm supposed to, I did all the things that for a date, I'm supposed to get the pussy right now, right?
That makes sense.
I think that if like there have been first dates I've been on where it's like, I know why I smashed. Yeah. It was a fucking great time. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like, how many bad dates have you been on?
Date now.
You know, like, I feel like it was a great time. Like, I get why. So
I don't think that's necessarily. Do you attach it to a dollar amount or to the time that was had?
No, I think because, like, a dollar, I think doing the dollar amount is more like that last formulaic way. It's just like, well, we went to this date and it
was hella expensive.
Mm-hmm. And then we did this, which was more money, blah, 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 blah. So that money, that account, you know, not that number is raising in their head. And then at the end of the day, they think that it's like, all right, invoice. Like, pay your invoice.
I don't have Olive Garden pussy, sir.
I've earned pussy.
You have not earned a damn thing. I think the dude I'm dating now, we talked, didn't turn on the TV, didn't anything for 6 hours. Just having a time. And I was like, well, I guess, I mean, hey, we should be naked at this point.
Cost nothing.
Not a dime.
And like again.
It's about connection. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, that's all it is.
So he probably knew exactly why he got the draws too. So I don't, he just thinks I'm a hoe. So I feel like in that scenario, you wouldn't automatically think the next dude just like, oh, he must have got it off the first date.
Exactly.
Because he's just like, eh, he probably didn't. He doesn't seem like he's as
fuck. But I don't think if you fuck on the first date, I don't think that makes you a hoe. Like, let's be clear about that. Like, just because you fuck on the first date don't make you a hoe. Correct. I feel like a hoe earns hoe. Like, trains, like, you know, hoe activities.
I want to go to the hoe boot camp.
Hoe what? Is extreme.
The hoe you train?
I think she meant like a train, like a choo-choo train.
Oh, like in a train and ran on you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, there's whole activities.
Okay.
You know, like,
I thought we were training. I thought we was like Rocky out this bitch. I was ready. I was like, where is the whole boot camp?
Right. They still drink raw eggs.
She said, can I fix it?
You working on different no, you're still gagging, bitch. Take it to the back of the throat.
She's trying to get certified. I'm trying to get certified.
No, you're right. There is a very extreme side to hoeing. I heard a college story.
I'm sorry not to laugh immediately.
There are girls who just let dudes smash that are on the team, and all you have to do is prove you're on the team with paperwork. And they're like, all right.
Mm-hmm. I remember there was a girl in college. They were like, everyone's kids is in her stomach. And I thought that was the nastiest reference I had ever heard in my life.
That's a party. Well, party in there.
Well, now.
Yeah. I'm like, that's a hoe.
That's a damn. There it is.
You had a connection.
Baby Smoothie in there.
I mean, I've hoed once or twice in my life. I'm not going. I ain't even going to hold you on that. And that's, well, once, twice, 200. Whatever. Who knows? What are numbers?
Well, I do want to, you know, after we get through these horrible takes.
Oh, sorry.
There is a broader conversation about all of this, obviously. Dude says, I'm going to be honest. If she did actually have two dates, I'm doubtful. She didn't do anything wrong. She's allowed to get to know different people and find out who she is compatible with. Buffet.
Yep, that is somebody who's been fucking.
The point of dating is to get to know new people.
Yes.
To suit or be suited and hopefully build a connection. This is why this generation is so hurt, bitter, and miserable. No one likes anyone. You're definitely not getting to know one another. Poor mentality and pockets.
Got it. I'm with you.
Emphasis, poor pockets.
Poor pockets.
Here's where it gets interesting.
Okay, let's go. Game time.
This girl really needs to seek therapy because she is absolutely by herself at both locations. Then there's a bunch of just theories about why she was by herself.
Let her live.
But here, if you watch the video.
Now that you said that, I'm like.
She did axe throwing and they cut like. And you see the switch, it goes between player one and player two, which I thought was hilarious. I'm not saying she was by herself. She was shooting, she was doing axe throwing for players one and two. So it's like,
but then like, not... but even in the formal one, she had flowers, but you didn't see anything. Like, who gave her the flowers? Was there a hand, a body, a shadow?
She not putting her dates on blast. I feel that. She wants to keep her anonymity, her dates anonymity.
Did you see the video?
No, I don't.
So the video, there are a couple tripod shots that are clearly not held.
Throwing center. It was super fun, and I actually beat him. Well, actually, he won one game, and I won two. He brought me sunflowers, which was super cute. Afterwards, we kept the fun going and went to this bar that had a bunch of games. So this was my first time going axe throwing or doing anything like that, and it was actually a really good time. We played beer pong with a couple that was there, and we completely annihilated them. I hadn't played beer pong in years, so that was really fun. On to date number two. This is usually more my vibe. We went to this really nice Italian restaurant. I love the decor and ambiance here. This is a perfect place for a solo date. The pizza was absolutely incredible. You know you're bougie when you get pear on your pizza, but you have to try it if you like sweet and savory. So you have to pass this fairy garden in order to get to your car, and it's so pretty. You can have dinner out there as well, and it just looks so magical. Afterwards, we walked across the street to have a post-dinner drink. It was pretty lively for a restaurant at 10 p.m., which was really nice. My date brought me a bottle of wine, which is my favorite, 10 out of 10. On two dates in 24 hours, and they were
wholesome, right?
Here's the thing. I'm not mad at her for if they were real dates. I don't care. She could have been on a date with her imaginary friend. That's Fred could be on a date. Yeah. That's fine. She's a horrible date because you got enough footage to cut together. I don't want to be on a date with you. Like, I've never just, if I was on a date with somebody and the whole time they're
doing that,
bitch, if you don't get, she probably got left. He was probably
there
mad.
There was a couple bathroom shots. And she, it looked like she might have got like four or five quick shots per place. It didn't seem like she was shooting the whole food show.
But did she also ask one of these dates to take a picture of her trying to do beer pong? Which I would never feel that comfortable to do that.
On the first date?
On the first date.
The playing beer pong or the have him take the picture?
The video of it.
Oh, the video.
Yeah, she was like playing beer pong.
What about the axe throwing? That's something that you would record, right?
Yeah, but yeah, that's normal. I think that's a normal thing. That's a normal
thing. That was a very still shot, by the way. I think a couple of those were on a tripod, but I.
But if she's trying to be an influencer, she might have the little purse tripod.
On a
right.
date.
But that's what I'm saying. That wasn't a dude.
Because she did ask them for the beer pong thing, but not the axe thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's too much. I think we're in our phones too much on dates now, just in general.
I think people do too much for social media, period.
That's funny that this last one agrees with you. Going on two dates in 24 hours isn't bad, but making content like this is kind of rude to the people that took you out.
Yes.
Yes.
So that might be.
And even if they know that you're seeing somebody else, it's like you're flaunting it for the gram, which is dumb.
Right. But, you know, that after, you know, I feel like after one date, you shouldn't, you know, expect them to not be dating anybody else.
No, you should expect them to be dating somebody else. But when you're going on multiple dates, first of all, two dates in 2 days, because we keep saying 24 hours like it was on the same day, even if it was on the same day. Mm-hmm. This is an amateur bitch. You holler at me when you done seen eight niggas in the course of two. You set you up a breakfast, lunch, dinner, booty call, two straight days, and then I'll care about you on
legitimately.
Six.
Yeah, legitimately. Sunday
she had time
used to
go
be
home
packed.
And take a shower. Like, this bitch ain't did a whole bath or nothing. That's when you really out here. Like, yes. That's when you out here. When you gotta go home, grab some baby wipes, get ready for the next dude to go out with or whatever.
Sober up. Yeah, you gotta sober up for the next one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
she's an amateur.
So that's I think that's the main question about this.
We've lived our life.
Lived a lot of life.
We've lived our life.
That was mighty specific. I liked it. The question I have is like, how much is too much? Because everybody seems to think they know how to be single. And, you know, there are people who judge people like, you know, there are people who judged her and she didn't even say that she had sex with any of them. She just went out with two dudes. So how much is too much dating when you're single? Or is there a too much?
No such thing.
So when you're single, you could, you know, 10 a day.
If that's what you want to do.
If you have enough energy for it.
Yeah. If you have enough energy to spread around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
On Hotels. Desmond Sullivan. This is like.
That's such a great name. Hotels. It's like a bedtime story.
The song is called Roster, I think. It's just like, I have room to love you all.
Mm-hmm.
Something like, I got to look at the lyrics. But yeah, as much as you have the energy to give, do what you want to do.
And respect your other teammates.
So then, what has to happen for you guys to cut everybody off?
I think it's a natural progression. So when you start dating somebody and you're seeing other people, eventually you just don't want to talk to those other people. Or either that person is taking up so much of your energy or your time, there's just no room for anybody else. So it's not...
organic.
Yeah, it's an organic transition. Mm-hmm. It's not just, okay, I like you. We've been seeing each other 3 months. Nobody can talk to me ever again.
Right.
Like, there's still a couple texts that come through, and I'm like, oh, hey. But I don't entertain the text much. Like, it's not... it's not the same text that I would have sent 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't have time.
It's a great method. It seems like it would be fail-proof because everybody has sort of like an agenda when it comes to how they want the relationship to be. So it's just like a formula. It's like 3 months or 3 days. Or, all right,
which is crazy.
You got to do this. You got to do this. You got to cut
these off.
What about
you? What's your formula?
I like that. I think I'm kind of like
that.
That's
the same answer.
Wow. No. I was just.
What have you done previously?
That. Mm. I think I just did it very like without knowing it or without like calling it anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's something that at some point it has to be
Vanessa
a conversation.
Do a master class.
Huh?
Said Vanessa do a master class.
Right. No, for real though. I think it has to be a conversation. You know what I mean? So it's really about respecting when that happens and mm-hmm. not pulling the trigger too quick, which a lot of people do. I'm like that. Like I really just kind of like let it naturally happen,
mm-hmm.
and then sort of like everybody else kind of like would just fall off. You know?
And then there is a conversation to be had, like at the end, like once you get to, okay, we are formally together. You have the conversation of what togetherness looks like for you. Because monogamy mm-hmm. doesn't look the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that conversation. I said I wanted an origami note that said, will you go with me, yes or no? Because I never got it in school. I'm trying to get that.
Origami note, like a paper crane?
Yeah. And I'm going to open it, and it's going to say, I'm going to check a little box, and then now we go together.
Like, she knows what she wants.
Did you see that in a movie?
Listen, it happened.
Huh?
They did it in school, right? Yeah.
Really?
Like you do. You give them a little note. Will you go with me? Yes or no?
Y'all have some talented ass kids.
Listen, I want a letter jacket.
Or you remember the one where it was
the
like the
wishes?
Yeah, that thing.
I've seen those.
I've seen those, and it's like, will you be my girl?
Yeah. I want a letter jacket, a class, something. God damn it.
The letter jacket.
Yes.
It's like you watch Grease.
Listen, it was just. Like, I don't care if we was in high school in 1990 something. Run me that jacket, bro.
Damn. All right, you gotta go.
I don't make the best decisions and choices in life.
None of us do.
I've tried to pull the trigger too early, and then I've also been.
What's that
like,
look like?
What are we doing? And I think once you hit them with that question, you scare them. And I think at the same time, like, you're unsure because there's a moment where I'm confused at what this is. And now I kind of feel like if I'm doing other stuff with other people and, you know, like, I don't want to mess this up. So it's almost like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like you're cool with me doing all this other stuff, that kind of irks me, too. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like you should care.
Do you see why it's difficult for us?
Yeah, it's difficult. So it's like.
It's lose-lose.
It's a lose-lose. And then you just have to be so casual with everything until finally you have that natural progression. But it's like, nigga, it's only because I can't care until you care enough.
This lady told me a long time ago, she was like, where there's love, there is no question. Where there's questions, there is no love. So if you still have to ask the questions, then you're not ready.
Drop that again.
Where there is love, there is no question. Where there is question, there is no love.
Basically, love isn't going to confuse you.
Yeah,
no,
you're not
confused. I like it. I was just, you know, I was processing. Yeah. That's a good one. But what if the love is the question? I don't know. I was just trying to ruin it.
But that was a good question.
I was just trying to ruin it.
But what if love is the question?
Then it's not love.
Right. It had an answer.
Because what if I don't know real love? What if this is real love?
Well, that was Gem City. That was Gem City. But you know what we have right now? A commercial.
Hey.
Nice.
Commercial break. I guess this is the next house on the block.
Who is at that door?
And I'll go check.
Hello.
Oh, did you? Oh.
It's a screen.
Okay, for sure. Yeah. How you guys doing? My name is Patrick. I'm a door-to-door salesman. Who am I have the pleasure of talking to today?
I'm Vanessa. This is my sister Jamie.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Are you guys new in the neighborhood?
No, this is our family home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Our dad died a couple years ago and he left us the house.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
He was an asshole. Don't worry about it.
What food did they have at the funeral?
I don't know. What's that auntie make?
Black people stuff. Some chicken, some green beans, mm-hmm. mac and cheese.
That's okay. Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what you could have gone with?
Huh?
You could have gone with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever heard of HelloFresh? What is HelloFresh? I'll tell you. Let me tell you right now. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep or the funeral home.
Huh.
Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. You feel me?
Yes. And then we went and had that auntie make the food.
Yeah, they could have got the night off.
Mm-hmm. Fresh ingredients. You don't have to worry about tampering. You don't have to worry about auntie putting her hands in the potato salad.
And she
can't
see too good. She dropped her dentures in the green beans. It was a bad situation.
It was really crunchy.
At a perfect time then, because I have some more great things to say about HelloFresh.
Uh-huh.
HelloFresh, it takes the hassle out of mealtime, okay? This spring, you get delivered pre-portioned ingredients and easy-to-prepare recipes right to your front door. All right, you skip the checkout lines, and you get outside in the warm weather because HelloFresh has dinner covered.
Huh?
I love all that. Right?
I think we need some HelloFresh.
Yes, I hate cooking. Yeah, I hate cooking.
You guys can't cook?
She can't cook.
Even better.
Even better.
You guys, man, did you need HelloFresh? April is Earth Month, by the way. And HelloFresh is always committed to a cleaner planet. Hmm. On average, HelloFresh meals have a 31% lower carbon footprint than the same meals made from supermarket ingredients. Plus, nearly all HelloFresh packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas of the U.S. So,
Most.
So, looking for more ways to save this spring? HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% cheaper than takeout. Why the heck wouldn't you do this?
Because groceries is too much.
I get HelloFresh, and I used to not cook, and now I can cook. I be zesting. I make flatbreads.
Nice.
You ever make a flatbread?
I have not.
I'll be making flatbreads for sure. So go to HelloFresh.com. I could give it to you right now. I'll leave you some since I'm at your door.
Thank you.
But everybody else, go to HelloFresh.com/DIYS50 and use code DIYS50 for 50% off. Plus, your first box ships free.
Yay,
guys.
One more time, go to HelloFresh.com/DIYS50 and use code DIYS50 for 50% off. Plus, your first box ships free.
We get the 50% okay,
bye.
Off, right?
Bye.
Sorry about your dad.
He was a weirdo.
Scene. All right, end of commercial. How do you guys feel about the whole auto driving phenomena going on? The self-driving Tesla, self-driving Ubers.
I don't like it.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever seen it?
I have not in person. In theory, I don't like it.
I feel like I'm for it if everything is going to do it.
Like if everything was automated?
Yeah, like if all the airlines were self-flying and self, you know, all this other stuff. If they were all like that, then cool. I'm down with it. But I feel like because, like, driving, it's like we're so unpredictable. And it's just like, man, like, we can't, I can't do that with, you know, like, the unsureness of what the next pilot's going to do next to me or the next driver's going to do next to me. But if we're all like that, then I'm with it.
Whatever. Have you ever ridden in an automated car?
Uh-huh.
What's it like?
It's relaxing.
Oh, you were driving?
No, she was driving. It was her Tesla. I don't have a Tesla. And then I was, like, on there, and she put it on autopilot, like, because we're headed to, like, Disney, which is, like, a straight shot.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's very relaxing. Like, it's like you're... I mean, she's doing her makeup. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, you can do all this stuff that people do anyway, but it's actually, like, But you're not killing other people. Yeah, without killing people. Like, she's doing her makeup. Like, you know.
Was it switching lanes?
No. You don't switch lanes. If someone comes in front of you, it slows down because of the sensor. It can tell when there's a car in front of you.
And it, okay.
But it can't just be because it curves and whatever, right?
We were on freeway when it happened. I didn't do it like on like a road where I seen her go twists and turns and stuff.
Does it do that though?
I don't know.
Like, can it? Does it go through the city?
If you put in the address, does it just take you to where you need to be?
They don't have full automation for that kind of stuff yet.
Okay.
So what is it? Is it just freeway stuff?
Yeah, because what it's doing is the sensors on the sides are locking onto the lines mm-hmm. of the road, and that's how it's keeping you in the lane.
Okay.
Oh, so it's not supposed to turn or switch lanes
it'll
or do
follow,
any of that.
It'll follow. Well, they've advanced it now where I think it can, but I don't know if it can do it like completely by itself. I think you have to like direct it to like.
Don't some freeways be having janky lines though, yes. and like double paint and stuff?
Then I think when they first came out, weren't they like running into the side of Mack trucks because it was just a blank slate and it was getting
the sensors were confused.
Yeah, the sensors were getting confused. And I watch a lot of movies, and you can hack people's cars and kill them. So I don't.
Hack it, like go somewhere else.
Dude, there's cars people were using.
Napa Valley.
I think, and there was an episode maybe of Black Mirror or something where they used the car to kill somebody.
What, like the automation?
It was in the future, and they had the auto. Every car was auto, and mm-hmm. then it just ran them into a building because somebody was in like this. James is dead.
Damn, that's a trash way to die.
I don't want my car to be hacked.
I mean, you can set people up like that, too. It's like, oh, his car was at the robbery. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
you could
really set some people up.
You just sent it there?
Yeah.
That's insane. Okay, so the reason I ask is because self-flying planes may be the future of commercial airlines. Mm. So there would not be a pilot. I'm kind of more comfortable with that than the car.
I'm okay with the planes because they already do autopilot anyway.
Right.
There's just a pilot there for emergency. So I think they still need something there for emergency purposes, mm-hmm. but not in the air. They be chilling.
But that goes back to the hacking. Oh, you need,
no,
you need a napkin or
something? Oh, yeah, it does go back to the hacking.
What about the hacking?
And because that's why I think they need to keep at least one pilot on.
Right.
Just somebody who can step in case of emergencies.
So isn't that kind of how it is? Isn't that kind of how it is already? That's so crazy.
My little brother's a pilot, and he makes a lot of money to do nothing. So
he just be chilling in there?
Chilling. He does nothing.
I was going to ask some behind-the-scenes questions. I don't want to get nobody fired.
I know.
Oh, we'll do that.
I'd be wanting to know what pilots be doing.
I watch so much flight stuff. I'd be like, for real?
What?
He don't do nothing, like nothing. So what he really doing? You know, like
right. He puts it on Instagram sometime. He'll be like, see, I do work. And then he presses a button and then that's the end of his Instagram story.
Damn. Cause like Denzel Washington was doing cocaine and stuff.
I believe they might be okay. I believe a lot of like stereotypes and jokes came to be for a reason.
Right.
And everybody talks about pilots being drunk. My little brother's not a drunk.
They sure are.
But
because
they are
like they be getting drunk on the flight with the alcohol that they serve, or they come to work drunk.
Probably all
of
it.
Yeah,
because they're doing one flight to the next, aren't they?
Yeah, and you're supposed to, like, there are rules about how long you're supposed to go before a flight without drinking or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 8 hours or something. You're not supposed to drink before then. I just don't think that it would be that big of a stereotype if there weren't a whole bunch of drunk pilots and they're up there with autopilot. So it's like, eh.
Yeah, but you kind of gotta. You don't got to do nothing on the liftoff.
I feel like liftoff is easy. It's the landing.
Landing is where there's the most issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's landing a plane drunk might be the scariest thought. But I mean, I feel like I could be good at it.
Scariest, soberest thought.
Yes.
To have.
Right, yes.
Just like, fuck it. No. Right. If I mess up. I won't know. I'm dead.
I've done this 1,000 times.
Yeah, right? It's like probably like little LeBron James of drunk flying.
Probably so.
I got this.
That was Denzel.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the movie.
Oh. It was a good movie.
I be bringing it up because I know what it's about, but I didn't actually see
it. He used cocaine to wake up and alcohol to be down. So when he would come to work drunk, he's like, hold on, give me a second. Ready to go.
I'm watching that tonight.
It's you should watch it.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I didn't want to say this on camera because it's really embarrassing, but I'm just gonna say it. I found out over the weekend how much, like how many of Denzel's movies I did not see.
Oh.
Out of all his movies, do you know how many I've seen?
What's the total number?
Yeah.
Of movies.
Denzel movies or the ones I've seen?
Both.
He's seen, I didn't know he was doing shit back in the 80s. I would say, I don't know, maybe, does he have like 30 movies?
I don't know why I was assuming like 52.
Let me see.
That's what IMDb is for.
Denzel Washington.
But I haven't seen a lot of, I feel like a lot of black movies.
Yeah, I'm still catching up. I'm not ashamed of it anymore. I've said it all on Black Blasphemy.
And I still haven't watched it. So.
What?
A lot of these movies.
60.
This says at least 67.
67.
60. He was Macbeth. Yeah. But out of all of those, I have seen 5. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, what?
5. You want to guess them?
Oh, I probably can. 5?
Malcolm X. Give me a are they newer or older?
Training Day. John Q. Yes.
Okay.
You got to think about the biggest ones. Biggest blockbusters, Pat Sinem. That's it.
I don't know if You'd I would give surprised. You the biggest one. I would say some dumb shit that you got tricked into, like what was the
Equalizer?
Was that not Sunset Park?
And I feel like you probably saw the one with Viola Davis.
Fences.
Why
are you getting all the only extra
because
black
only
ones?
Because
I've seen 5 Denzel movies and you thought Fences made the list?
I did.
Because Fences, what are they?
Was really good.
Okay, you got one of those correct.
Just say what the 5 movies are.
I've only seen Training Day.
Uh-huh.
Book of Eli.
Okay.
Okay.
Deja Vu.
I love Deja
Vu. Yeah, I loved it.
American Gangster.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Two Guns.
Oh, okay. Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm. Damn, it might be 6 because I just watched one.
You saw Fences? It's not Fences?
I've never seen Fences. No. That's it. That's the only ones I've seen.
You didn't see Malcolm X?
I've seen pieces of Malcolm X. Never watched it all the way through. It's long.
I know.
And I'm not even mad at you as a black.
Just as a person.
As a person.
Mm-hmm.
As a person in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I am disgusted.
I'm on a Denzel streak. I already watched Two Guns was the one I watched, and I was like, I'm gonna watch more Denzel movies because he was dope to me, but I was never like,
I am.
You know,
even like as a thespian, we must watch the greats. Like I've watched, and I have like my whatever they call it. Bad movies. I watch a lot of bad movies.
Mm-hmm.
But Mo Better Blues, yes. That's right. I saw that. So many movies.
I grew up a TV person. I'm
so mad at you right now.
I know. When I figured this out, I was like, man, I can never tell anybody this.
You gotta watch Denzel,
and
Meryl
Streep. Here I am.
Viola.
Oh, Inside Man is the next one I'm watching.
Inside Man was really good.
Denzel's not in that.
Inside Man?
I'm sorry,
it's,
guys.
It's Denzel and Clive Owen. Isn't it?
It is. He's the cop. That's right.
And it was very not Spike Lee-ish, which was...
Wait, Spike Lee directed that?
Mm-hmm.
I would have never guessed.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, black community and film community. I will do better.
Man on Fire was good.
I had the Man on Fire DVD for my whole life and never popped it in.
Oh, Devil in a Blue Dress, yeah. And you didn't see fucking the Oscar, Glory?
I know, the Glory tier.
Someone said, how did Two Guns make it?
Right, like that's of all the movies.
Right. Matter of fact, that's a great point. How?
Because it was like one of those random, you know, like it'd be on like Netflix or something, and they were like back to back, and I was like, I'm in an action mood, so I watched it because I'm actually a Mark Wahlberg fan, so I've probably
that's
seen more about Wahlberg. Movies.
Oh yeah, Remember the Titans?
Remember the Titans was good.
You know, I saw that as a kid. I don't remember it.
Remember the Titans is one of my favorite sports movies.
I didn't like sports movies. I didn't like Friday Night Lights.
I didn't see that.
Why are we even here?
The prison one was good with Nelly. What was the prison football? It was like Adam Sandler and Nelly in Exhibit.
Okay, it must have been a comedy.
And I know the exactly what you're talking about, and I can't think of the name. The Longest Yard.
She was horrified. Oh my god, horrified.
That's your sports movie?
No. I think my favorite sports movie is The Waterboy. The Waterboy is good as fuck. I don't give a damn.
I don't think comedies should be a part of athletic film history.
That's a sports movie.
Waterboy?
Like, you can't say Talladega Nights when we're talking about
NASCAR. That's a good movies. Sports movie, too.
Remember the Titans. Even, what was the shit with Kevin Costner?
What was the one with the big black kid? And he was like, I've never had a bed, Sandra Bullock.
Oh, my God, The Blind Side. That is so rude.
That's a...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, sorry. Y'all knew what I was talking about, though.
I've never had a bed, white woman. I'm going to make my couch bed before I leave here.
Okay, yeah, Blind Side. That was a great movie, too. I liked that. But it's like, I didn't like the dramas. I didn't like the serious movies. So I think that if we're talking serious, that was cool.
The only thing that you took away from Blind Side was, I've never had a bed, Sandra Bullock.
Oh, you know, it was a good sports movie. You Got Served. Drumline.
He's aren't.
Drumline was.
Can we quit acting like these are sports movies that you're saying?
Drumming is a form of sport.
No, it's a form of music.
And they're
musicians.
They were on the field.
Very factual.
You know, they were part of the sports.
No.
They were in the vibe.
No.
They played for the sports.
They weren't under the same scholarship, so no.
So you saying that the cheerleaders aren't as much a part of the team as the quarterback and
you're
the
reaching.
Yeah.
You cheered.
You're reaching.
You see the disrespect? HBCUs, destroy these women.
First of all, I'm a proud graduate of Hampton University. So I'm just not a proud fan of cheerleaders.
We're talking about band.
Drumline.
And you really tried to bring up cheerleading with band.
You Got Served. I think, is dancing not a sport?
I think cheerleading can be sportish.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Like, when they doing the... Because it's basically gymnastics.
It's athletics.
It's gymnastics. And
cheerleading is a sport.
I do not. It depends on the cheer level.
If cheer's not a sport, then gymnastics ain't a sport.
No, cheerleading. I said it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Basically, but I was a cheerleader in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
That was not athletes. That was it. That was our cheering. That was not.
So then by that logic, there are a lot of athletics that Nick Cannon was doing in Drumline. There were dances.
No.
And by connection, if dancing is a sport, then there was a lot of sport elements in Drumline. You had to make the team. No. There was that famous scene where they looked at the wall and they're like, did I make the...
No.
Oh, I didn't make the cut.
They're musicians.
I made the cut. Huh?
They're musicians.
So I feel like a big key difference, right, with cheerleading. There's competitive cheerleading.
Competitive
one.
Cheerleaders.
And then there's competitive.
Athletes.
There's no competitive drumline. I felt
it's
like
it's all competitive. The nigga was drumming on the other person's drum. They got punched.
That's because he couldn't read music. He had to do extra shit.
They were all doing extra stuff.
They had to. Do you know what I'm saying?
But I think just because something is competitive, acting is competitive, it doesn't make it a sport.
Mm-hmm.
They were musicians,
mm-hmm.
and that is their genre. So you can't put them in there with the quarterbacks. It's not the same. They are not athletes. They are musicians. Because you can be a musician and be super out of shape. And I'm not going to say fat, because there's some fat people who are in shape.
Well,
they have whole clubs dedicated to fat runners.
You can be a top player in Call of Duty and be out of shape, and that's a legal sport now. Video games is a sport. You gotta see all the connections, but they're there. So if you do make the connections, Drumline is the sports movie.
No, it is not. And I am not on board with video gaming being a sport.
You know there's a digital version of every team in the NBA and NFL, right?
I am not on board with being in your mom's basement playing video games, being a sport.
But that's the thing. They're not in their mom's basement. They're at training camps. There's actual athletic training camps where you go and you have to like do like hand-eye coordination and like they do training for dexterity training. And there's literally like little nerdy white kids that can say that they are the point guard for the Los Angeles Lakers, and they're not lying. The NBA endorses them.
I just feel like you're comparing like drumming and something musical against everything that's not musical. It's just kind of like, just put it against something else that's musical to drive the point home.
Yeah, sport.
Like it's almost like put drumming next to, you know, trumpeting. You know, like put it next to something else.
Them
that's
niggas
in
with the
same.
Trumpets was out there doing steps too.
What movie is there about trumpets?
Band members do not have student athlete scholarships. They have band scholarships because they are musicians. They are not athletes.
Because they have to learn music to make the team.
But they're not.
The dance steps and in drum makes line, it athletic.
He didn't even have to learn it.
Being an athlete and doing something athletic are not the same thing.
If You Got Served is a sports movie.
Competitive cheerleading.
You can make the argument that Bring It On and Drumline are also sports movies.
Bring It On is competitive cheering. It's gymnastics, which is a sport. Drumline is music. It's not a sport. I will not. You can die on this hill if you want to, but you are wrong.
I think we could agree to disagree. I think you could make the argument that Drumline is one of the best sports movies of all time.
I think you cannot. And I would be right. And you would be disillusioned.
You know what else I think? Commercial break.
Commercial break.
Commercial break. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, this is a nice house.
Babe, can you get the door?
Of course, baby.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, what a lovely couple. How are you guys doing today?
We're great.
What are you guys up to?
Oh, you know, just having a chill day under the covers.
Yeah, okay. Just a lot of massages.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, do I have a pitch for you? My name's Patrick. I'm a door-to-door salesman.
Oh, great.
And today, I wanted to tell you guys about Game Time. All right.
Okay.
Have you ever been stressed out trying to get tickets to the scissor factory?
I have tried to get to the scissor factory before, and it was quite stressful.
Oh, they sell out immediately.
Immediately, as soon as they go online, bam, gone. All the scissors gone.
It's so stressful.
I tried for your birthday. Remember,
so
bam?
Stressful.
That was a surprise.
Yes, I was going to take us to the scissor factory.
Oh, you know what? You could have got that birthday present. You know what I mean? The service I got for you would have worked perfectly for that. Because for me, I'm so stressed out trying to get tickets, you know what I mean? Last minute, hunting down the best prices, competing with other buyers, all that BS. I'm sick of it, all right? Buying tickets to your favorite events shouldn't be stressful.
It should not.
But enter Game Time. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. Even the Scissor Factory.
The Scissor Factory. Finally, someone to help a scissor.
That's what I'm trying to help
Thank
with.
Thank you.
Okay.
I would love to that.
With killer deals on last minute tickets and their best price guarantee, you can stop stressing out over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you're about to have. All right? Mm-hmm. Y'all about to have some fun with these tickets.
Man, scissoring is fun.
The best.
There's some things that I love about the Game Time app. Because ever since I got it, I'm getting flash deals and last-minute tickets. I'm getting these easy-to-find-and-buy tickets. I'm getting images of the seat views so I can see what it's like ahead of time. I'm getting that lowest price guarantee.
Huh.
Game Time is the place for last-minute ticket deals. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. You ever did that?
Oh my gosh.
You ever just said, pull up Game Time.
I would love to.
Let's just jump in there.
Huh. And guaranteed low price.
Right.
Guaranteed. You don't got to check a million places. This is the fastest growing ticketing app in the country for a reason. All right. You buy tickets in a matter of seconds, two taps, boop, boop, and you're set. All right. So, snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. It's a good logo. It's a slogan. Probably has a good logo too, though. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code DIYS for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DIYS for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Back to scissoring.
Lovely couple. Keaton, do what you can. All right. Soon.
BBL bodysuits.
Okay.
I have not seen this video.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right. So you've seen The Nutty Professor, right?
Yes.
Imagine that, but just ass. All right.
the hole in between it, though.
I'll wear it for the, if the abs, the little suck in, is a little,
I think it. Let me see if there's
But what does she look like without it?
I feel like it's very, very thick rubber.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it does shape, but it doesn't even look that good.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't. And then on top of that, it's like, well, what's the difference between that and Spanx?
Does
Spanx give you ass?
Uh-uh.
Spanx has padding. Some of them do.
Oh, do they? I don't know.
Have y'all ever padded the booty cheeks?
No, squats.
I'm actually pretty blessed, so I don't.
Yeah, you got the natches.
Mm-hmm.
You got the natches.
Yeah, I would never do pads. I did build my ass from scratch. I don't have a whole lot of ass.
Okay.
But I have a respectable amount.
How does one build ass from scratch?
In the gym.
Okay.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like even leg presses, I would have like 8 plates on each side, like my. I got legs like a horse, so I had to build them up to get the ass together.
So, I don't want to offend.
You can't.
Well, not you, but I don't want to offend the flat booty community. when you do the squats to build an ass, you're really working towards like the muscular ass, right? Can one just earn a fat ass?
So, yes, because that's where people get mixed up. Even most women think that if you go to the gym, then you're going to get this whole masculine body and you're just going to be like muscle, mm-hmm. whatever. And that's not the case. Like, you can build it to where you're not going to look like a man and be all muscly and gross.
No, not like a man. I'm just saying, like, you know how there's two types of big booties. There's the fat one, and correct. Then there's the muscular one. Not manly, but it's just a little harder, you know, when the twerk don't bounce as much.
You can still have a twerkable booty.
Okay, so you can build a
twerkable booty, yes.
A soft booty. that's interesting to me. I never understood how like working out could build a soft booty.
I wouldn't need proof of that because I haven't seen that.
Hold please.
You've only seen the gym built booties be on the little on the because you're building a muscle, right?
Well, yeah,
but it's
almost like you can't build a soft booty. Like how could that doesn't even sound. That's why I was so
confused.
I'm like I can't build a soft arm. You know what I mean? Like
if it gets bigger, it gets harder. That's the rule for a couple things, but I'm saying in terms of working out, if you're working a part of your body out and it gets bigger, it technically gets harder, right?
Was that you twerking? Was that a little baby twerk?
It was. It was like
a little baby twerk.
It was just a little scooch.
So I may change that you can, but whatever.
Hmm.
But
so the mystery continues, huh?
The bodysuit is irking me because it keeps playing in repeat and I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's kind of scary.
But then on top of it, it's like the bicycle shorts. It ends like right here.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you wearing?
Oh, right. Because
she put on shorts to try and sell this.
And was it poking out?
No, watch this. She puts on shorts and then I'm like, bitch, what do you have on thigh highs with the shorts? Like I'm gonna see,
the bottom, yeah.
Yeah, like why?
This one chick, she put it on and it kind of blended with her skin. She put it on with a bathing suit. It was weird. I don't like it.
That would be utterly shocking.
If you need that much ass, like just go get the surgery or do what.
Right, that's a big upgrade. People would know immediately.
Well, people broke. People broke.
If you broke, then you don't deserve ass. It's stupid.
I would never say that shit. Man, you don't deserve to have confidence.
Birth. If you broke,
no, you should have confidence.
You need to learn how to make money.
You should have confidence with no ass.
Whoa.
I'm sure there's a lot of broke booties out there that are just
and then just
amazing.
Have your booty be broke. And that's all right. Like, if you're broke. If you're broke and you want the surgery and you can't afford it, then you just gonna walk around with no ass. You don't do the I'm gonna get you sucker version of ass.
To be honest,
let your booty
that's
be
a,
broke.
I think that's a full on catfish and it's fucked up.
It's horrible.
It's fucked up.
You think that should be illegal? What level of catfishing is this? Like, is booty catfishing worse than face catfishing? Booty fishing or face fishing?
I think height fishing is the worst.
Height fishing?
Yes.
Okay, fellas, prepare to be offended.
I think face fishing is. I think that's really crazy though.
The face is horrible
because I feel like people be trying to plan like families and shit.
What do you mean?
They be trying to breed. That's why height
fishing
is bad.
Yeah, niggas trying to breed. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to get some scholarships for my kids.
I think that's worse.
That works for the booty, too, though.
No, but you're not necessarily automatically trying to breed with anybody.
I mean,
face fishing is the worst because when people are face fishing, they are using someone else's whole likeness.
Yes.
And so that's the worst. Mm-hmm. But after that.
You mean like a AI face swap?
That's what catfishing is. They use a whole different person. And say that it's them. So,
it's not necessarily just like filters and
right.
Okay.
I also think that that's horrible too. Like, if you are 600 pounds and you're using a picture from when you were 120 in high school, that's still catfishing.
That's catfish.
Okay, so then what level of vanity are people allowed to use when they're catfished? Because I know I feel like if you're bold enough to use a picture when you were 1,000 pounds lighter, you're bold enough to do the whole, like, well, what about, I thought you'd like me for me. You know, that whole thing.
You said level of vanity. You're talking about the level of which I'm going to cuss you out? Is that what you mean?
I mean, just like, at what point is it fair to be like, I don't want to do this anymore because you don't look as good as I thought?
I'm going to cuss you out.
The gate.
Yes, I'm
like, if you show up and you're not who I saw... Fuck that. And if we're in a situation where we meet online, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're FaceTiming before we ever step out the house.
Yeah. People, it's crazy how many catfish stories, people don't do that. They never talk on the phone. They never FaceTime. And these people be like flying across the country and they never really saw the person. Mm-mm. So it's just like, that's a...
We FaceTime and we doing something, but it's also, I don't think online dating is for desperate people. But that whole flying across the country for somebody you've never met or never talked to on the phone and all that, that's a whole another level of psychosis that people need to work on.
Well, that leads me to the question you knew was coming. Have y'all ever been catfished?
I don't think I've been catfished by like him as a person, but I felt like I got catfished by his apartment.
What you mean? Like he was... He had like a digital background in the Zoom. He had like a fly ass virtual background.
He had Eddie Murphy's boomerang shit in the back.
Wait. So how did you? This is looping and it's kind of freaking me out.
Yes, I hate it.
We're having nightmares later.
What?
How did you get house fish?
Well, yeah. How did you see it before you went there?
So he was very strategic. It was like he'd be in the shower or, you know, when he's like, but not like nasty in the shower, you know, but like just like, oh, you know, you just have it right there or something in the shower. You're talking FaceTime and you FaceTime. Sometimes you're in a room, you're on a bed or you FaceTime in the living room. He's walking by the living room. So all you see is like the ceiling and like
still
whatever's
getting over
on the wall
in the shower.
Yeah. Did you see my face go blank? I was like,
I've never did that before. That's wild.
I'm over here like that.
Is that?
Is that like, I need to put that on my list. Why is that not?
Everything after that was normal as hell. I had so many questions. I was like,
do it get wet?
Is it sexual? Is it ruining the phone?
I saw your face. I was like, okay, that's not normal. Let's bring it back.
She backtracked immediately. Or just in the bed, walking around.
And then I'm like, how is it set up in the shower? Because I'm thinking about my shower, and I can't FaceTime in the shower. Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I was like, is it still steam? He don't take hot showers? Or
are you in the shower, too? Ziploc bag? Like, what is it? What do you do?
But you've never seen him before? Or you've
never
met him before? No,
I've seen him. Of course, I'm a... I've never been to his place. It's almost kind of like, yeah, travel cross country, because I'm like, I'm thinking like, oh, you got enough, like, you have a nice place, like, all this type of stuff. Man, it was the, dirtiest, filthiest shit I have ever fucking been to in my entire fucking life. I was so pissed. I cussed him out. I cussed all his animals out.
Oh, his animals? He had mad animals.
He had mad animals. And I fucking cussed out the air filter for not working.
Wait. Can
I cussed out everything.
You're giving us pieces that are too good. Can you just walk us through what the hell you're talking about? This is a hell of a date. So everything was good. I'm assuming he lived in a different city.
He lived in a different city, cross country. Because I felt like, have you ever been catfish and then went to go see someone cross country before? And I was like, I knew what he looked like. I didn't know what his apartment looked like.
So you never met him in person. It was just all FaceTime.
I met him in person one time.
And he was out.
And in LA.
Were.
Yeah, okay. He was in LA. And I was like, okay, cool. So then from there, we got to know each other. And then, you know, I was like, okay, cool, I'll come visit. And then when I went to go visit, it was just like a whole nother shitstorm. Because it was just like, oh my God, you really don't know a man until you've seen this place.
House or apartment?
Apartment.
So you walk in, what do you see?
I don't want to put him out there like that fully. But I will say
I thought that's what we did.
Oh, is that what we're going to do? We're going to do this?
You said it was the nastiest shit you...
It was the nastiest shit.
What more could you...
You don't have to explain the apartment so that people will know what you're talking about. But just like, what are the things, like some of the nasty things you saw?
Man, this is actually kind of like very specific. That's why I'm just like, oh. But so basically, imagine this, right? You have a one-bedroom apartment.
Mm-hmm.
There's no like, how many animals do you think you deserve to have in a one-bedroom apartment?
Deserve is so funny. I would say one, because there's one bedroom.
I like that answer. What about you, Vanessa?
You could do two, because especially if you travel a lot, they can keep each other company.
If they're tiny? Okay. One to two.
Okay. So we're talking...
Deserve is so funny.
We're talking three dogs, two dire wolves, the ones from fucking House of Cards or House
wolves?
Of there were those big white ones, three fucking dogs, three sugar gliders, two cats,
a reptile
and a fish.
What's a
bitch?
What the fuck is a sugar
bitch?
Why did he have three of them?
What is a sugar glider?
Are you allowed to have whatever that is?
I don't even know. And I'm pretty sure.
I'm like, what is a sugar glider?
The fact that you emphasize the three dogs first.
They're flying squirrels. They're flying fucking squirrels. And when I fucking tell you.
Excuse me?
He did not have squirrels.
Flying squirrels.
Well, I mean.
It's kind of cute.
They're adorable.
Three dogs. Where do you get
three dogs? three dogs, two sugar gliders. Three dogs, three sugar gliders, two cats, a reptile, and a fish.
Okay, so three dogs.
And a one-bedroom apartment. And
three squirrels, two cats, a fish, and a reptile.
Yeah.
They got along? What kind of reptile?
I think it was a Mexican salamander.
I think the reptile and the fish don't count.
Why? Because they're in a little case?
Yeah.
First of all, how little of this case do you think they are? And then on top of that, it's like you need to be able to have certain areas for these animals. In a one bedroom.
But how? I feel like we're stifling the squirrels. Because how do they fly?
Yeah, that seems like it's kind of mean to the...
Like, do the sugar gliders. You take them on walks? Like, how do you care
for people? Can't really glide in a one bedroom.
Yeah, I feel like you keep them caged up for their entire life.
And they got along with each other?
They were asleep most of the time.
Was there like poop and stuff?
I didn't stay long.
So you walked in, saw it, cussed him out, cussed the sugar gliders out.
Why did you cuss the squirrels out? Look at the noodle face.
What'd they do? They were trapped. They were probably like, help, we know. We don't like this.
You should have called animal control. Because I don't think sugar gliders are legal pets.
They try to glide off a DVD case.
I don't think they are legal. But I will say, I cussed them out because they're over here tossing their poop. And I'm just like, this nigga does not have me here. And there's shit on the floor. It was disgusting.
Okay, what? To his defense, was the animals the only thing that made it nasty and disgusting, or was it like lived in nasty too?
It was lived in nasty. There was dog hair everywhere. I couldn't breathe in that motherfucker. I was fucking eating allergy pills, like medicine, and it wasn't helping.
Wait, how long did you stay?
About less than 24 hours. Because he had like an air filter.
Wait, okay, this gets more confusing as we go. Okay, in my mind, you walked in, cussed him out, cussed the sugar gliders out, and dipped.
But I stayed, and I took a nap, because I was tired from the flight.
Wait, but that's awkward. You cussed him out, was just like, this is disgusting. All right.
Give me the blanket.
I'll sit right here. What are we watching?
No, I made mental notes. And then I was like, I needed some sleep. You know? And then I woke up. And then I was just like, this is crazy.
Did you smash?
Huh?
This went so different in my head.
I told you I don't make the best decisions, okay? I don't make the best decisions, okay?
Usually my limit is two squirrels, but... But fuck it. All right. This is some bullshit. All right.
Fuck it.
Let's get this going.
I know I didn't come all this way for nothing, goddamn.
Them sugar gliders was watching like, oh, she's
throwing shit at him.
He still got the draws. Hey, my niggas.
My nigga.
That's a lot of animals watching. Oh,
well,
my
luckily,
God.
Well, luckily,
you
they're...
took that whole experience to the chin.
You said chin.
She was a trooper. She troopered through.
God.
Oh, my God. Huh?
Yo, huh?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. That shit was hilarious. Oh. This nigga got away with three sugar gliders, two wolves, a bat, and a rat. I forgot what the other ones were.
A fish.
That is so much funny things back to back.
Two turtle doves.
Well, fuck it. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm
that
here.
Is so damn funny.
What?
I'm fucking weak. Oh, all right, have y'all ever great. Been catfished?
Oh, my God.
Nothing I say right now. Will
nothing.
Will
not if it matters.
Sorry, even a little bit.
I oh tap out. That's all I got.
Oh, my God. Jamie, that was fucking God. Hilarious. Guys, it's been an hour and a half. Didn't even feel like it.
Oh, my
that
God.
Was
has it?
Hilarious.
Shit. Now, if we would have had four squirrels, that's where I would have drew to get.
Man, four squirrels.
Woo. That was hilarious. This has been another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. I would love to thank my guests for pulling up so I wasn't talking by myself. I got Cam. We would have done probably some interesting educational stuff, science stuff.
Oh, God.
Cam, you want to have a solo episode sometime?
That'd be
kind of cool. We'll go into some wormholes and stuff. But you guys pulled up. saved the day. I appreciate y'all. Y'all want to give some shout outs? What y'all got coming up?
You go ahead.
Vanessa Graddick on everything. That's how you can find me. Also, look on YouTube for What Don't to Watch with myself and Dion Lack. We are reviewing all of your favorite and not so favorite movies.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. We're ridiculous. So, yeah, What Don't to Watch. And April 26th, I'm at the Stand Up Comedy Club in Bellflower. It's my monthly show. I'm there the fourth Wednesday of every month. This month we have Guy Tori, Ida Rodriguez, Malik S, and Dwayne Perkins. It's going to be a fire ass.
Nice. Hell of a lineup. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets. Jaime.
All right. My name is Jamie A. Riley on all platforms, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, IG. You can go ahead and follow me on there. I keep updated if I'm coming to a town near you or something like that. But yeah, just follow me on those platforms and you'll keep updated with me.
Hey, that's what's up. I'd like to thank Cam behind the ones and twos. I've been your host, Patrick Cloud. We will see you guys next week. Tahir will be back.
Unless that nigga tired.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.